Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to The Sinner's Guide on member-supported Restoration Radio. I'm Jason Guardiano, your host. I'm joined by Father Julian Larrabee of St. John Bosco Roman Catholic Church in Modesto, California. Thank you for joining us again, Father.
Thank you for having me, Jason.
We continue in The Sinner's Guide, Chapter 31, Remedies Against Covetousness.
Yeah, so in our last episode, we concluded by talking about the first of the seven capital sins, the sin of pride. And we're going to see several more of them today, of these capital sins. So covetousness is a disordered love of riches. And there are different ways that this can be done. So first of all, maybe the worst form of it is to steal the goods of others. So you love riches so much that you steal it from others. And also someone who covets someone else's goods or even has a disordered affection for his own goods, we would call that person a miser. The problem is that in all these cases, people are assigning a value to temporal things that is disproportionate and disordered. But St. Paul warns us about this vice. He says, "They that will become rich fall into temptation and into the snare of the devil." So if we are inclined to covetousness, we should think, first of all, about the tremendous poverty of our Lord. He despised the things of this world. He even said once that he had nowhere to lay his head. And it wouldn't even have made sense if our Lord had come onto this earth and pursued riches and honors and so on the way people do. Because as God himself, he already possessed the whole world. But he gave us an example, like everything else that he did in his life. What he showed us was that the things of this world are not worthy of our love or our desire. And he had contempt for worldly possessions, and he showed us to despise them too. He was not born into a rich palace to a great queen. He was born in a very poor stable in a manger, which really was a cave. And he never had any home of his own. He lived apparently on the charity of others, mostly in his public life. So if we are going to consider ourselves followers of Christ, how can we be filled with a desire for riches? We have to remember that the true riches are not physical things. Venerable Lewis mentions silver and gold and things like this. Now we have fiat currency, but it's the same idea. True riches is not composed of money or valuable objects. What it is composed of is virtue. That is what is truly valuable. The only reason why money or currency of whatever kind has any value at all is because it is considered to have value by the rest of the world. St. Jerome says, "He who guards his riches like a slave is their victim, but he who throws off their yoke possesses them as their lord and master." So if we love riches in a disordered degree, we become almost the slave of our possessions because we have to be constantly working to acquire them or hang on to them or possess them and protect them and so on. But our Lord warns us that no man can serve two masters, God and mammon. Mammon meaning riches. If we dedicate our lives to the pursuit of the things of this world, we will not be able to do the same for God. And also